Yeah. If you stuck on a Cowboy Carter album, stand up. Yeah. If your favorite track changes every single day, stand up. Yeah. If your favorite track not Two Hands to Heaven, I can't even rock with you. Welcome back to An Adult Sized Child, episode 12. I am, again, shocked that we keep doing this every week and putting out content, but here we are. This week, if anybody knows me, you already know we're about to talk about this album, right? Like, we're about to talk about a yeehaw, rock'em sock'em, Cowboy Carter, good ass time. So, I couldn't do that without bringing in my day one. So, we actually got, like, when I say TC, we got TC in the building. Minus Key. She had to go work out and be prepared for this wedding. That is around the corner. It kind of trips me out, y'all. Like, the wedding is in July. Like, we're here, basically.
Basically tomorrow.
It's basically tomorrow. So, you heard that voice. We got Diamond here. Welcome back, Diamond. We also have Brandy here again. Brandy, you're one of the people who everybody's like, so when you bring your Brandy back? And I'm like, Brandy has stuff to do.
I'll come back.
You just I know. That's the, I know you would. I absolutely know that you would. And don't get me wrong, we're going to get you back plenty of times. We're going to get all y'all back plenty of times. Hell, you're back now. And then we have another member of TC who I have not given a proper introduction yet, so I'm definitely going to take my time and make sure that she gets her entire introduction. So, I am pretty sure that everyone in my life has heard me say at some point in time, yeah, I got a friend who's famous. So this is the famous friend that I'm always referring to. So Shabaya has basically played softball all over the world. She's like an Olympic gold medalist. Like, I'm serious. She's done so much. And we've been friends for, what are we going on, like 15 years now, guys? And basically this whole time, Shabaya has been a celebrity. And I'm like, do I live in the shadow of this little softball player that I love so much? And then I remember when we got to high school, my actual PE coach would only speak to me about Shamaya. That's how famous she was. He didn't care about how I was doing. He didn't care about my grade. I don't even think he cared that I passed the mile for the presidential fitness test. He was like, so when you go see Shamaya? I'm like, I see Shamaya every day. Like, is she really this famous? It's ridiculous. And then because she was so famous, she literally went to college far from all of us. So we spent most of our adult years basically just missing her. And I remember when you came to UGA and played, and it was like a whole big to-do. Like, when I tell you, me and Brandy spent the whole week like, Shamaya's coming to Athens. We need to get this. We need to be ready for the game. Everybody leave us alone. Let's do all our homework because the celebrity's coming to town, and we got to make sure that we see Shamaya, right?
We had signs with your face on it.
It's like, we be going all out. And when I say we, us, her family, her actual fans, like, Shamaya is real deal a celebrity. I feel honored to have you on the pod, honestly, because you being my first celebrity guest, I feel like I'm goated now, really early on in the process. Like, I feel like I got more growing to do, don't get me wrong, but my first celebrity, like, really early in, I gotta give myself a pat on the back. But no, in all seriousness, Shamaya, I promise you I have loved you from the moment that we decided to be friends. Shamaya is the person who is on site no matter what. Shamaya is the type of person we'd be like, can we just like not trip about it? It's okay. People accidentally bump into people all the time. Shamaya be like, she disrespected you and I'm not going for that shit. And we just be sitting there like, you are 5'1". Because if you fight her now, I gotta fight her. And as the resident big bitch of the group, they be looking at me like I'm a 5, like, it's not me, it's her, y'all. I didn't even start this. I was going to let you bump into me because I don't want no smoke. It's okay. But we need people like that. And I'm sure all of us in TC can basically say that without Shamaya, we would not exist the way that we are today. Aside from her being a celebrity and that's how we get in the club, we need her personality to balance us all out. I have loved you from the sixth grade till now, and I pray that I love you for the next 15 years and 15 years after that. When I tell y'all we are locked in, this is not a joke. And I feel bad for people who don't have like friendships with longevity like we do, because I be looking at them like, so you're not gonna call your, you don't have a friend to call, you mean what? Like, you don't have a Shamaya, you don't have a Brandy, you don't have a Diamond. I feel sad for them, but I'm not coming up off y'all, so I hate that for them. But this is it. And big shout out to Key, who could be here tonight. We love Key. Can we get a big we love Key on three? 1, 2, 3.
We love Key.
All right. So that was the nice introduction. So let's just get right into everybody's 8.5. Diamond, we'll start with you. What's been going on with you this week or this month or this year?
Okay. Well, last time I was here, I was in Baltimore, and now I am back home. Praise the Lord.
Yay.
Thank you. I've been furnishing my place. It took me a whole 24 hours to put a table together.
That's good timing.
Men out here that just want to put some furniture together, call me. Thank you.
You're inviting a man into your home?
That wants to put furniture together, yes.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Pass grab it.
I love it. Brea, what's been going on with you? What's your 8.5?
8.5? I think the last time I was on this podcast, I was probably doing the same thing. Like, nothing has changed. I'm still working, hanging out with family, just spending time with my grandma. I think she turned like 80-something this past Saturday. So
shout out to your grandma, who doesn't know my name, but, you know, we love her just the same. She invites me to Mary Max Tea Room every time she see me.
Not that one. My dad's dad.
You made me feel horrible. I don't know that woman. I don't even know that one. Well, I hope she had a happy birthday too, hell, but I'm talking about the other one.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Not that one. Both of them are still doing good, but yeah, just been hanging out with family and just working, honestly.
We love that. We love people who get to the bag. Don't let the bag get you. You get the bag. Actually, no. I do want the bag to chase me. Never mind.
I would rather.
I would rather the bag chase me. Yeah. All right, Shamaya, what's been going on with you? What's your 8.5?
All right. Well, first, before I get into my 8.5, thank you, MC.
Love it.
On to the show today. I'm so proud of you. What is this, episode 12?
All right. Cut that out now. We're here to talk about you, not me.
I know. I just want to give you your flowers because there's never enough flowers to give to people. But shout out to you. Appreciate you having us on. But my 8.5... a lot of people know about 6 months ago, actually April 30th of this month will make 6 months I've had a kidney transplant. So
that's pretty big for me. Yeah, we yelling on the pod for the kidney. We gonna yell on the pod for the kidney. So happy for this, bro.
Yes, shout out to God. God did his big one with me. Yep. And then he blessed me again last week. I just got a notification that I was promoted. So
amen.
I'm happy and excited. Woo! About
that, you know? Doing big things.
Yes. Nah, you doing huge things. Like, buy us a house.
Couldn't do it without God.
Well, tell God buy us a house.
Hey, trying to get there.
Right.
Tell him what you want. He'll make it happen.
Yeah, God. God, please crash the U.S. housing market so we can buy a house for $11 in your son's name. Amen.
And Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's the fact that y'all co-signed this. Oh, well, of course, Shamaya, we are so, so happy that you got this kidney. I know your quality of life has transformed tremendously. Shout out to you and your unnamed company that you work for, because they see the value in you. I feel like you should be at least a director by now, but I'm going to keep it to myself. Yeah. Let's not rush it, but I know it's coming. My 8.5, what's been going on with me? I'm still in school against my will. Y'all know that. I'm about to graduate, though, so that's nice. I took grad pictures this past weekend.
Okay.
Which is why I got this, because I have so much hair in my head right now, y'all. I can't do nothing with it. I just tied up because I don't have time.
You got bundles?
Hell yeah. I got a 30-inch bust down.
Why did they show us that?
I have a 30-inch bust down. I'm not taking this bonnet off either. I see y'all put your hair.
I'm going to need to see it.
I know. I can't believe it myself. Can y'all believe it?
Mm-mm. No.
Like Monique said, I'd like to see it.
I'd like to see it. And my nails done. I know. I feel like, I kind of feel like myself again. You know, sometimes when you're feeling a little low, the answer is go get your damn nails done. Like, go get your nails done. Go be the bitch. That's what it is. Yeah, so I did that. Finals are approaching. It's April now. So, you know, I'm really just trying to gear up for that. And what else? Oh, I had an interview this week.
We love that.
That's exciting. I'm lying. Last week. It was Friday. Last week. I had an interview last week. And it was a little different than what I've normally been getting. I know most people don't know what field I'm in for real, but like, Shamaya, you may get it. I get hella technical questions all the time. And you know, you try to answer them using the STAR method, and you try to give specific examples and measurable and achievable goals and reflection, and you know, all the interview prep that I've had, I use, trust me. But in this interview, I got like maybe two technical questions, and the rest were behavioral, which is not something that I'm used to. And I'm not saying that I don't feel like I did well. I am saying that it was different. But I appreciate the difference, I guess. So I would say that I hope it went well, I guess. But I'm not going to say that I hope it went well, because I know it went well because I got the job.
Woo! Congrats!
The bitch is employed, I know.
Congrats!
Listen, right before you graduated.
It's the way all y'all talking over each other. Everybody's talking over each other right now. One at a time. Diamond, what did you say?
I said that is an amazing way to start the pod off, girl.
Yeah, I mean, I had the plan to tell y'all when I got it, but then I knew I was going to put y'all on the pod, so I kind of wanted a raw reaction right now. All right, Brandy, what you thinking?
It's just how she slid that in there. I was like, okay. I know I did well. I got it.
I got a job.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I knew I was going to do that. Shamaya, what did you say?
I was just saying, like, these things happen when they're supposed to happen. I know you were stressed out and anxious about it, but I was in your same spot about 2 years ago. I was like, man, I'm about to graduate with my master's. I don't have nothing going for me. You know, everyone else around me is doing this and that and the other. But once you realize and once that time comes, you're like, yeah, I'm right where I'm supposed to be at the right time. So, yeah, I'm excited for you. Happy for you.
Yeah, girl. I appreciate you guys. I will say that it's a co-op, so it does have an end date, but it's pretty far in the future. So will I need a full-time job soon? Yes. But not right now, because I'm employed. I'm employed for right now. We'll take it. Amen. Gainfully employed in my field.
That's amazing.
I just want to give a big thank you and a big shout out to everyone who has sent me jobs, sent me referrals, critiqued my resume, given me interview tips, done mock interviews with me. I've written interview questions on flashcards and have memorized answers. Like, y'all, it's been a long time coming. And I think I was so, you know, hell bent on like, I'm not graduating again without a job. Undergrad was a little different because COVID, you know, we all understand, but I was like, okay, there's no excuse this time for this master's. Like, you're not about to sit here and tell me that I'm gonna have 4 degrees still selling shoes to people who don't know what size shoe they wear. And I just couldn't let that fly. And so I basically spent the month of February and March, and I kind of set a goal for myself to apply to 25 jobs every day. And it could be, you know, like LinkedIn, easy apply. It could be like, you know how work they make you create account with every single job you play. You'd be surprised how many accounts I have.
I understand that.
I applied to multiple positions with the same company, within the same department, within different departments. And basically I was like, I have to play this as a game of numbers because eventually one of them is going to hit. And the crazy part is everything that I was doing, none of that hit. I had to drop something off at their career center, and I saw like the, you know, we have screens on campus with like LinkedIn updates. I saw one of the career consultants like repost this. So I went to her LinkedIn and tried to apply to it, and it wouldn't let me because it was specifically for my university students in the marketing discipline. Technically, that's not me. Like, I have a marketing degree, but I already have it. That's not what I'm getting right now. Like, that's not my discipline at all. So it rejected my application immediately. And I was like, damn, I have a marketing degree. Look at it. Did you read the shit, robot? You didn't even read it. And so I reached out and I was like, can I just apply like directly on the company site and not through the school? They were like, yeah, try it. I got invited for an interview. Could not even sign up for an interview because it filters you out if you're not a marketing major. Now, do I appreciate that? Yes, because that definitely narrows the application pool. But not for me, because, like, bitch, I'm trying. I know you see me. Anyway, reached out to a very nice woman at the Career Center, and I was like, listen, ma'am, I don't know if you ever needed something real bad in your life, but I need this interview. Can you make it happen? She was able to sign me up for the last slot on the last day, which was Friday. And it was a 9 a.m. slot. Like, the first, like, the last slot, but, like, the first interview of the last day. I went in there. I shook what my mama gave me. And an hour later, I got an offer letter. Like, they didn't even think about it. They was like, as soon as we get our computer, we got you, baby. Don't you even worry about it. So, I said all that to say that, again, super thankful. You're right. Everything just kind of happened the way it was supposed to happen. No more gaps in my resume. We love that. And then this will hopefully just lead to a full-time position in the future. And more important than all that, shout out to God, because without him, I would have had a job and I wouldn't be able to go see Meg Thee Stallion in June.
God is good.
Those are two things to put together, but
I don't see a problem. I prayed for a job and to see Meg, and I got both of them. Come on now. You can't, it don't get no better than that. But that's my 8.5, y'all.
Beautiful testimony.
Not yes. Beautiful testimony. but yeah, let's hop right into things. So, my mother, and I don't mean Gladys, released the album on March 29th. It is the second installment of the three installments that she has mentioned are going to come out. So we got Act Two and we got Cowboy Carter, and it is 78 minutes and 52 seconds of bliss, in my opinion, and please understand that I'm biased. So we got the Peanut Gallery that I also call my friends, and we're going to tell you the things that we love about the album, the things that we don't love about the album, our top three, how these songs speak to us, what can Beyonce do next? My wig is already on the ground. What you gonna do in Act Three? At this point, I'm throwing my money at Blue Rumi and Sir's mother. I can't give you all of it. Okay, I had to give some of it to other people. But if she asked for it, she got it. It is what it is. So we're just going to go down the line. I want to hear your initial thoughts. Like, when you first played the album to its completion, I want to hear your initial thoughts. So, Diamond, you're up. What did you think when you heard the album all the way through the first time?
I'm not going to lie to you. I was amazed. This is the first time I've listened to an album of Beyonce's. And I was like, wow, not one skip. Not one. I mean, the tone that she set from American Requiem. And then when you bring it on down to that,
Yaya is your girl.
That's my girl. When she came in that song and she said, got them slugs in my mouth.
When I die, don't take them out.
Girl. It spoke to me for some reason. I don't even have no slugs in my mouth.
You want to go get some? Because I was going to go to the flea market. I just got to go get some.
Yeah, don't go without me. So that way we can both have some slugs in our mouth. Because now right. I feel the need.
And when I die, don't take them out.
Period. And that's what I'm going to send them. But no, I thought the album was beautiful from start to finish. I love the discourse behind it. I mean, I just think it was really good. I'm excited for Act Three. I don't know what it's going to be. I pray we get a little R&B up in there. But, you know.
I mean, you know, genres aren't real. They're not real. If this album hadn't taught you anything, is that genres aren't real. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I can't even process Act 2, so let me not say that about Act 3. Brandy, let's hear your initial thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just go even before listening to it. I wasn't necessarily nervous. I just didn't know what to expect. I can't be nervous with Beyonce because I feel like she never lets us down.
Right.
And so, but like Diamond said, when I played it in the car, especially it hits so much different in the car. Ooh. Like with your bass and the beat.
The car music, and also the car is my favorite place to cry. So it's like, don't let the song be good and slow. Then you hit, when that first tear hit the tip of your nose, you'd be like, God.
Yes, it's just so many, like she said, like Diamond said, no skips. It's like, it's one of them albums you just ride in the car, let the window down.
Yes.
Like, I had my hands out the window just vibing.
Girl, like I'm in the movie. I was riding down Terra Boulevard with my hands out the window like a white girl, listening to Beyonce.
Literally.
Especially, don't let Two Most Wanted come on.
Girl, hold on, pause, because we about to get excited. Shamaya, let's hear your initial thoughts.
Yeah, piggybacking off what Brandy said, like before the album, I really didn't know what we was gonna get, but same thing, I knew Beyonce was gonna deliver, but you know, her first time dropping something quote unquote country, yeah, I wasn't knowing what to expect, but after I heard it, I was amazed. Like, I don't think I ever listened to an album from start to finish like that. Some songs, I'd be like, I find a good song, I'm like, okay, I'm done listening to the album.
I feel it.
But this album, I listened from start to finish, and I loved it.
All right. Now, let's hear your top three, Shamaya. And I know if you like me, it changes every damn day. So what's your top three for today?
It depends on what I'm feeling, but top one for me right now is Levi Jeans. I just love the way her and Post sound of that song. Like when he called me pretty little thing.
You're right. Number two.
Yeah. Number two, gotta go with Jolene. Because Jolene's a classic. And then like her perspective, because when Dolly was singing, it was like, please, Jolene, let my man go. But Beyonce, like, Jolene, he better go play with somebody else, man.
Yeah. Find you your own man.
The one.
Exactly. Right. All right, number three,
Tyrant. I just knew that song was gonna be fire when it was like DA got that dope and then that beat just dropped and I was yeah. That's my jam.
She put a trap beat over a fiddle, goddammit. You can't get better than that. All right, Brand, let's hear your top three.
Like you said, it changes
every day
depending on the day, and it's so hard to narrow it down to three. I will always like the first. I would always go back to Two Most Wanted because that was one of the first songs that really stuck out to me. I don't know. I just didn't know I needed Miley Cyrus and Beyonce to collab, but
you're right.
They did the damn thing with that. Mm-hmm, like that was one of them songs. Like I told y'all, riding down 405 and then have the window down, just hands waving like I'm in a movie or something like that. So I love the way it makes me feel. So Two Most Wanted is definitely one right now. Two Hands to Heaven got me in a chokehold.
God damn it. Man. Okay, hold on. Don't even get into it, because I'm not finna let you steal my thunder. No. We'll play that as your number two.
No.
I can't. You got to give me my moment. Number three.
No, I have to touch on that. Just
don't touch on it. Let me touch it. Don't touch it. It's underage. That. Don't touch it.
Shut up. I'm not going to go into it, but... Especially the part of the song, how she sing, like I get goosebumps when she's singing. Like I remember, like this is not too much information, but I was literally I had the song playing blasting on my stereo. I had the light like the
LED lights.
Yeah, in my room, and I was just moving and just dancing. Like
you was high.
We will not talk about that.
I'm saying, were you high on the music, not a substance?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, number three, man.
Number three. Okay. It is, right now, it's a toss-up between Tyrant, because I do love how that beat is insane, how it comes in.
It is.
I also like Sweet Honey Buckin', though. Like, that the way that song is. And
that's three songs. Sweet Honey Bacon is three songs.
It's three songs in one. Like, it's literally three songs in one, and you get it. All three are amazing, and you just get something different with each one, but it flows together. It connects really well. How do you say that guy's name? I love his
Shaboozy.
Shaboozy. Like, yes, he's been doing really good. Like, I was like, I need to check him out after this album, because he sounded really good. But
I saw him on TikTok like 2 years ago, and my algorithm is crazy, so I would catch him every now and again. But I was like, so he's a country rapper? I fuck with it. You know, like, I was familiar. Yeah. And then I was like, so me and Beyonce got the same algorithm? We might do. All right, Diamond, let's hear it. Number one.
All right, y'all already know my number one is Yaya, for sure. Yeah. I feel like I am in, like, a 60s movie when I listen to that song. Like, it makes me want to, I don't know. Yes, some type of 60s dance, I'm doing it. Okay, my number two is definitely going to be Tyrant. I feel like Tyrant because it felt like it was from the perspective of, like, Jolene. I don't know if that's what they were going for, but it felt like it. And it just felt like, I don't know, it felt good. I like that song. And then my last one is a toss-up. Originally, it was Protector, but after I've listened to the album more, I really like Alligator Tears.
Okay.
That's my ride in the car with the windows down song. And then I also like... Spaghetti.
Oh yeah,
that's John's favorite song on that.
I love rap Beyonce.
He loves rap Beyonce.
Everybody, I love rap Beyonce.
Everybody can't do that. That's the thing. She does it all. Thanos for real.
With the snap of my fingers, I'm Thanos.
How she says it too.
It's just the way she said it, because she used it as a slant rhyme. She was like, you motherfuckers don't know literature. Let me slant this rhyme real quick. No. I completely agree. All right, y'all. So my initial thoughts were, girl, I had a countdown on my phone. I was so ready for this. Like, I had a countdown on my phone. I was excited. I took the day out of work because I needed to be in a good headspace to listen to this, right? My number one, Two Hands to Heaven. It was Two Hands to Heaven on first listen. It has not changed. It has not wavered. It is number one. It's gonna stay number one. It's that girl. It's gonna be that girl. I want to shake her hand.
It makes you want to be in love, don't it?
It makes me want to be. Girl, I ain't gonna hold you. Anytime I think about arguing with somebody, I put on Two Hands to Heaven and realize that I love you. I love you. Okay. Cause I done waited my whole life. You know, that's how I be thinking. Also, have y'all heard the let me get it out. Have y'all heard the vinyl and CD ad lib?
No.
I thought you were talking about when they remixed it with Cater to You.
Okay, that too.
That's a wedding song. That's a wedding song.
That's a wedding song.
Give you the best days of your life.
We gotta call Kia, put that in the wedding.
Tears.
So yeah, Two Hands to Heaven is my number one. It is my unwavering number one. Actually, if somebody asks you my favorite song of all time, I'm gonna whisper Two Hands to Heaven. I don't care if it's a week old bitch. I know what I know. My number two, Tyrant. But Diamond, to your point, you said you thought it was from the perspective of kind of like how Jolene was. This is my thought. This is my take, and y'all know. I ain't wound up too tight, so take this with a grain of salt. She wants to be the next Hangman. Like, when she asked him, she was like, your hands are steady and you sleep at night. Like, she doesn't get that. So she's like, listen, I know you took my man, he won shit anyway, but because you did it, you owe me a debt, and I'm calling it now. I want to do what you do. And so she's proceeding to tell him that she is a tyrant. Every time she ride it, like, she got that woe there. Hangman got that woe there. She's like, baby, I see your twin. Where have you been? And so that's what I like about it, because she's basically like, you think I'm sad? You think my heart's, fuck that nigga. Where do I apply for your job? Because I believe I can be better. I'm trying to be like you, my boy. You're right. And then number three, I'm going to have to do a toss-up too. Desert Eagle. Okay. because of that walking baseline. That walking baseline sends chills down my spine, and she hit me with that do-si-do. Do-do-do-si-do. Yeah, I need that. I need that in my life. And between Levi's jeans, because it's one line. I'm not gonna hold you. It's one bar. When she say, "I love my sister on Celestine," Beyonce thinks she me. Who else called their mama by their first name? Beyonce, Gladys. I be doing it. I love. And what I do, I tell y'all all the time. I put that on Gladys. She thinks she me. Too much. All right. All right.
I'm so weak.
Okay. So now, what is a track that stuck out to you that you didn't like initially? You were like, "Ah, this ain't gonna do it for me," but it grew on you to the point now where you're like, "Okay, I don't. I mean, hell, I don't skip shit. I listen to the interludes. You know how many times I done heard Willie Nelson say shit? Like, I listen to the interludes." But what is a track that got you that you didn't expect to get you, Diamond?
It was in my top three. So Alligator Tears, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. When I first listened to it, I was like, okay, this is okay, but nothing that I'll just keep playing. But I feel like the lyrics are what really got me, because it felt like a play on words. You know, when they talk about like the real saying is like crocodile tears, when you're, yes, like, you're just faking, you're lying just to get your way and things like that. That girl said, "If you want me to stop the river, I'll bet a dam or two. You want me to change religion?
I spend Sundays with you."
I don't know why. It was just hitting me, like the whole vibe of the song. I was like, oh, she is in love.
She loves that man who threw away all his home.
I want to love a man. Nope. Let me retract.
There you go.
I want to have a similar experience all the way there in the way that Beyonce loves Jay-Z, because that girl is DeLulu, and I love that.
Correct. 20 years of being crazy behind a man. Actually, he a billionaire. Let me start talking shit. Brandy.
And technically, this one, I didn't have to wait till the album came out, but Texas Hold'em had to grow on me, if I'm being honest.
I get that. I get that. Grow on me. Because I was like, I don't want to hear no line dancing ass song.
Yes. Yeah. And then I find myself when I play the album, the first time I listen to the album, I'm over there, like, just singing it without even like thinking.
Exactly.
Like, but when she first dropped it, I was like, I didn't think it was terrible or nothing, but I was like, oh, okay.
This country.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard the sound on TikTok where it's like, "This ain't Phaedra"? Every time it come on, that's what I say now. All right, Shmaya, what's one that had to grow on you?
I had to go with the same with Brandy. Texas Hold'em, it was just a little different, you know?
Yeah, it was.
But it grew on me. And now that Pony Up remix.
Oh.
Yeah. Woke up this morning.
That's the type of line dancing I'm trying to do.
With the New Orleans bounce? Oh my god.
I was gonna say, I think I like the Pony Up remix better than the original, but I am a remix fan of fucking anything. So yeah. I'm biased. Let me not say that. One that had to grow on me, and Don't shoot me. Hey. Two must want it.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I'm serious, y'all. I'm gonna tell you why. Because you notice it's like nothing to really be saying featuring for real. So I saw Beyonce and Miley Cyrus, and I was like, mother is gonna dog walk Billy Ray's daughter all up and down that 8 count. I just knew it was gonna happen. So I was very hesitant about even listening to it, because I was like, Miley's not gonna be able to hold her own. When I played it the first time, I was like, yeah, Beyonce has an overpowering voice anyway, so I expected it, but it wasn't overpowering. Mm-mm. And so after I played it, I don't know, the umpteenth time I played the album, I was like, I love my friends, and my friends love me.
Literally made me think of y'all too. Yes. I was like, yes. I am y'all shotgun rider. Y'all tell me to come.
I'm in the back seat, baby. Driving you crazy. I literally think of the times that, like, I just say yes to shit. Y'all be like, hey, do you want to? Actually, no, but I'm not finna let you do it by yourself, so come on. It's whatever.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Beautiful song. It had to grow on me. It had to grow on me. It had to grow on me. But I told you why. I just didn't expect Miley to do what she did.
And I love Miley's raspy tone.
Yes.
That's what makes it.
It was so smooth.
It was very smooth. And I wasn't sure how it was going to mesh with Beyonce. Because, you know, I love my girl. But my girl, she's like, she's a loud singer. She, you know?
She's like you, Diamond, with the blending.
Right. Blending.
And I was like, is this going to mess? But no. She's
like me. Yeah, like when you can blend.
Yes. That, I'm going to tell myself yes. But that's exactly how I thought it was going to sound at first. I was like, I don't know how they're going to come together. But it was beautiful.
It came together well. Like I said, I shouldn't have judged the book or the song by its artist, I guess. But no, I really, really like it. I really like it. All right. If you could remix any song on the album and add another artist, what song would it be? And who would the artist be? I'm going to give y'all a second, so I'll go first, because this is a motherfucking doozy, ain't it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is that Snickers?
It's Chipper.
I forgot. Shamaya done had 9 dogs since we've known her. And this dog is actually very small. So if y'all hear a dog that sound like a pit bull in the background, it ain't. Chipper is small. Okay, so the song that I want remixed on the album, it's Jolene. And technically, Jolene is already a remix. But I kind of want it to be a duet. So it's like, you hear Beyonce singing Jolene, and the person that I guess I want to be Jolene responding to her, Jasmine Sullivan.
Ooh-wee.
If Jasmine...
You know that's my girl.
If Jasmine Sullivan get on that track and say, ma'am, your nigga came over here, let's jump him. Because, you know, Jasmine quit to give you a girl empowerment. Because, you know, when she got on that with Ari Lennox and her on the Her Tales album, like, she's very much like, no, girl, I'm on your side. I'm on your side. And just to hear, like, the tide of the song turn, basically to be like, I didn't want your man came at me. And I kind of wanted to get to, like, a climax of, like, Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. Because if you notice in that song, it was very much like fuck him, fuck you. No, fuck you. It's like, you are it, girl. You're horrible. And then, you know what? Hold on. I'm finna take a Louisville Slugger to his car. Let's think about that. I want to hear it transition from I'm warning you don't take my man to your man came over here, and then some sort of like denouement of niggas ain't shit. Amen. All right, Brandy, let's hear yours.
Oh my goodness, that's a tough question.
I know, that's why I asked it. I'm getting real good at these questions, y'all.
You really are. It goes back to what we said earlier. With it doesn't need a remix because it's a beautiful ass song. But Two Hands to Heaven, if they ever did like that Cater to You mix and maybe add Destiny's Child with it or something like that.
Okay.
I would think that would be beautiful, but it doesn't need a remix. But
that's a safe answer.
That bridge, though, I know what you mean. If that,
yes.
We could pick that bridge up alone
and put it. Or she could just extend it and give us a Two Hands, Two Heaven part two.
Yes. That would be like beautiful because, like I said, that second part of the song, it could be on its own. It's just. Just beautiful and amazing. So put that with Cater to You. Yeah, has them. Yeah.
All right. That's gonna be your Destiny Child reunion. You know that, right?
And I'm okay.
Gonna be no tour.
Oh no.
If anybody remembers anything from episode 6, you remember when I told Brandy, I said, all you gonna have is Faith, and she said, I don't want her. I'm like, that's not even never mind, girl.
So bad.
All right. Diamond, let's hear yours.
Okay. I have two possible people.
So, not two in a possible.
Yes, we playing spades. So, I'm thinking Desert Eagle. We need an extension of it. Now, like you said, we can either put can you imagine Jasmine Sullivan with that bass?
Oh.
Either her or Victoria Monet.
Why my heart just stopped?
Exactly. It would be amazing.
Both of them. Why can't get both?
honestly put them both on there.
Okay. Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Let's see if it's on the board. Survey says that's number one answer. God damn it. All right. Shamaya, let's hear yours.
Oh, man. I really can't think of one that I want remixed.
You know?
I'm
gonna
go with what y'all
said. Not sure. I'm gonna go
with what y'all said. So we brought up Meg too. I wouldn't mind her hopping on one of these tracks.
Not one of the rap Beyonce tracks. Put Meg on Spaghetti.
Put Meg on Spaghetti, or I even wouldn't mind her on Tyrant with that beat drop.
Oh yeah.
I can see Meg on that.
Like, I was thinking Sweet Honey Bucking only because she
on the bucking part.
So much, yeah,
yeah. That part, yeah.
When she be like, look at that horse, look at that horse, look at that horse. And then you hear Megan say, ah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Hey, they need to come to us for that.
Hire me.
Literally.
Hire me.
You know, for real. That's
ready in my mind. Our minds. No, that's really it. That's a good take. Shamaya, we're going to say you said that one, okay? That's a good. Yeah. In fact, we was able to work that out and then talk that through.
Envisioning her. Tastes like honey.
Yeah. And then you go here, right, before she go into that, fuck them up. And then you hear real hot girl shit. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Yes.
Our minds. All right. Last question. If she announced a tour, and she has a show in our city, and Houston, because Houston is a non-negotiable. We played with her on Renaissance World Tour. We're not playing with her again. And I got a job now and some money. Okay, we can go. What would you like her to open the tour with? What song? And this is across all her discography, okay? This is not just Cowboy Carter Act 2. What song should she open the, what is it, Rodeo Chitlin Circuit tour with? All right, Diamond, your hand raised. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is from the Cowboy Carter album, y'all. But envision this. Lights come up, you see Beyonce, and then she come out and she said, hello, girls.
Yes.
Well, we all just screamed. So, yeah.
Yes.
I
mean,
she took my answer.
To start off the show.
Yeah.
And she said the song. She said, like, welcome to the Cowboy Carter. You know, like, it's the perfect way to start off. So, I'm going to go with Yaya.
All right, Shamaya. What's your number one? Or what's your opening song?
Oof. Diamond really started us off with a good one.
Yeah, girl, because I got to figure out a way to beat that shit.
Because that hello, girl. Yeah, that was, I don't think anything's topping that. So I'm a second Diamond.
All right, Brad.
Yeah, like, no. Diamond answer was the best.
Diamond, you ate us up.
I'm telling y'all. I said, this is how you start something off. And the fact that she didn't even start Cowboy Carter off, she gave us the hello in the middle of the album. Was so funny to me, but I was like, yeah, this is how you start off a tour.
She can do what she wants. You're right. All right, I have a different answer, even though I really like y'all. You that is the answer, but I'm gonna give a different answer. You ready? There's an interlude by Linda Martell, and she says genres are a funny thing, right? If you notice, in the last couple Beyonce albums, she's been having a lot of interludes that are a lot of talking. Especially in like the Lion King album, Lemonade, Renaissance, Cowboy Carter. She's doing a lot of talking, or a lot of talking is being done. So I want to hear Linda Martell say, genres are a funny thing. Like, the harder you try to stay in them, the more you realize that you can't. You know, she talks about that. And once she finishes that interlude of her saying those few sentences, you hear like very, very well-known tracks from all of Beyonce's albums over the years. So, like, I want to hear the Upgrade You beat. I want to hear the Sasha Fierce beat. I want to hear the Countdown beat. I want to hear goddamn 6-inch heels. I want to hear I'm That Girl. I want to hear Cuff It. And then I want to hear what Diamond said when she was like, hello, girls. And she just come up from the stage.
And you know
how her visuals be, and it's gonna be, girl, it's gonna get a little epilepsy when it flashes across it, and you're gonna hear, let me upgrade you, and then you're gonna hear, cuff it up, and then you're gonna hear 6-inch heels, and then you're gonna hear, don't hurt yourself, like, ugh.
You need to write that down. That might get you some money.
Yes.
You know, I know that mother has her ear to the streets. And her publicist, hey, Miss Nicole, how you doing? If you hear this, please email the podcast, adultsizedchild@gmail.com. I am always available. I am always taking requests. Honestly, just give me and my friends ticket to the show. I'll do the whole shit.
That's all I need. You know what else would be good, though, Michaela? If you took your same idea, like the whole running through everything, but instead of starting with Yaya, if she wanted to be petty... And she started with American Requiem, but she was like, it's a lot of talking in here.
I want to hear, I want to hear amen fade into that.
That's good.
So maybe that. We're on the right track, y'all. We really need, we're just brainstorming. We're just spitballing. We're just throwing it on the wall, but hell, that shit's sticking. Mm-hmm. We might have done some, y'all. I can't even hold you. As I say all the time, my friends are some of the smartest women you'll ever meet. But we just proved it right now. All right, y'all. Let's get into my favorite segment. What's my favorite segment?
Somebody old and black once said.
Good job. I love you guys so much. They listen to the pod. Real men listen to the pod. So, I feel like it would only be appropriate to use a Beyonce quote. Beyonce not that old, but she is somebody. And she is black. And she did once say it, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody ready? I don't like to gamble. But if there's one thing I'm willing to bet on, it will always be myself.
Oh, I love that.
I feel like that one's self-explanatory. But we'll break it all down. Shamaya, what does that mean to you?
I think just having confidence in yourself. Like, you're your biggest supporter.
Yeah. Because if I don't believe in me, who will? You right?
Exactly.
All right, Brand, break it down. What you thinking?
Same. It's that self-confidence, that self-love that she's speaking to. And like you guys said, piggybacking off of you, like if you don't believe in yourself, who will? And also, like, when you think about dreams and goals and aspirations, all that starts with you. And so if you don't have that self-belief, if you don't have that self-confidence, it's not going to go anywhere. You're not going to be able to do anything. So I love that quote.
I feel it. Diamond, let's hear yours.
Same thing Brandy and Shamaya said. Definitely having that confidence in yourself and just knowing your capabilities. Like, no, like, if I want to do something, I can do it. Not just off of pure faith alone, but also like work ethic, determination, things like that. So
I agree with you guys. And then I also think this is a little bit of a two-parter. As you know, as black women, we are counted out before we even wake up. Right? Now, Beyonce has transcended honestly in her craft. She's amazing. We can all agree. If you're not even a Beyonce fan, you can't admit that she's a hard worker and she's talented, right? And Beyonce is still willing to say, y'all would bet on me. But if I wouldn't bet on me, it doesn't mean anything. So I kind of take a look at it, and you know, I try to look at things introspectively as often as I can. If you believe in me, that's beautiful. But if I don't believe in me, then we're not going anywhere. And I love y'all enough, and I love the people in my life enough that believe in me to believe in myself because they believe in me. So if you're willing to gamble on me, I got to help you win some money last time I checked, right? So I'll take it like that. Thank you guys for one, just screaming on the podcast about Beyonce, because that's what we did. We screamed. I absolutely love this. Thank you guys for having this discussion. Thank you guys for being on the pod. Do you want to plug your socials? Yes. Please play yourself. Brandy, where can we find you?
Brandy22_, I believe that's still what it is.
It shouldn't have changed. It's been that since like the eighth grade. Shamaya, what's your socials?
I think you can find me on Instagram under Brown Sugar.
You spell it?
It's Brown SUGGA 23.
We'll take it. We'll take it. Dime, what's your socials?
Mine is Dime Alexandria, DimeAlexandria.
That's long as hell.
I know. People don't always know how to spell Alexandria.
You're right. You're right. And you can find the podcast on Instagram at An Adult Size Child. If you want to send listener letters, please email the pod anadultsizedchild@gmail.com. Please put in the subject help wanted. Rate, follow, review. Answer the questions, leave a comment, send it to your mama if your mama don't mind a little bit of cussing. And please, the views are there, okay? I can see the listens, okay? I see the engagement. Well, the social team sees the engagement. Y'all need to follow the pod on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, because right now, the math ain't mathing, and I'm not a fan of that. And if you follow it, you might as well go and leave a review. 5 stars only. If it ain't 5 stars in the review, don't send it. Okay, because this is a 5-star podcast. I'm a 5-star bitch. This is who I am. This is what we do. So please rate, please follow the pod on Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts. Links will be in the bio of the Instagram page. Thank you guys once again. Shout out to my friends. They are the most amazing people in the world. And also, a nigga got a job. Who want to take me to get a margarita?
We're all going to get a margarita.
We're getting a margarita.
Hey, it's our birthdays coming up. Anyway.
And our birthday. Not Brandy. Brandy, your birthday pass. We love you. But everybody else's birthday is literally around the corner. And we're almost 30. Not 30 yet, though. I just bought this today. That's why it's in my hand. So, birthday's coming up. A nigga about to graduate. A nigga got a job. I just, you know, I feel like that at least Taurus season has to be nothing but a celebration. And then we end the month by going to see Meg. Well, all right. We're all touching and agreeing. All hearts and minds are clear. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you guys once again. I've been MC, and this has been An Adult Sized Child.